And so these cases are really worthy of reading, particularly in these pleaded jurisdiction situations, so that you can see how fact issues might come up in with respect to the evidence. In both cases, the Dallas Court of Appeals allowed the claims to go forward in face of the pleas to the jurisdiction. And there was extensive discussion in both cases about the evidence. They're lengthy opinions. They're worth the read so that you can see how evidence can be portrayed and how it can factor into this analysis. But some of the evidence that the court cited was the opinion of a coworker that one of the plaintiffs must have been discriminated against. I found that interesting because we know generally courts say the opinion of the plaintiff is not relevant. But in this case, the court had cited that the opinion of a coworker might be relevant. It was also evidence in the City of Dallas case, for example, that the position was eliminated because the City of Dallas had outsourced a main part of what the plaintiff had been doing, which was municipal court docket management, and they had outsourced it to Tyler Technologies. We probably all recognize that name. But the court said, but there was evidence that the outsourcing did not really save money. So if that prompted the RIF and the elimination of the position, then that's evidence that maybe there was other motives. So read those cases, particularly on the plaintiff's side, and know about them on the defense side, too, because those are important. All right. I want to move to a couple of cases that I do not have in the paper. They just did not make it in time. So we give the full site on the slide. One is the Tarrant County College District versus Sims case. What this case involved is just application of Bostock. Basically, the court held here, sexual orientation discrimination can be brought under Chapter 21. It is a recognized form of discrimination on the basis or because of sex. Interestingly, the plaintiff in that case had brought the claim under both Chapter 21 and under the Whistleblower Act. The court said there's no whistleblower claim here because the exclusive remedy for the claim is one under Chapter 21. So that's an important case. The South Texas College versus Areola case, this involved an employee who was working for South Texas College. And in the midst of discussions with coworkers and her managers, she said, I'm going to have a family. I'm intending to start a family. And she claims after she made those comments, she began to face discrimination. And so the question there, and ultimately she filed a claim. And the question there was, is just the intent to become pregnant protected? And the court here held, yes, it is. Simply announcing the intent to become pregnant is protected activity under Chapter 21. And so you cannot be discriminated on that basis. All right, let's move to a retaliation case, the Apache Corp versus Davis case. This is an important case. It was argued to the Texas Supreme Court on March 23rd of this year. And this involved a paralegal, in-house paralegal at the Apache Corp. And she was a senior paralegal. In fact, she was at a level where there was really no other promotional opportunities. There were some other more junior paralegals that the law department began giving them some additional duties or allowing them to have some additional titles, not senior, but just added some additional duties and titles to their position. She thought that was unfair. She complained. She said, you know, I've been here the longest. You should recognize me and give me some type of promotion. And they did explain, well, there's no other level to which to promote you, and you are, you know, the senior paralegal. But once she complained, it seemed like things started to go downhill for her. There was also an issue where she was working a very flexible schedule because she took her daughter she would go and leave to pick up her daughter or drive her daughter to her college classes. And that was allowed for some time. But then one of the lawyers with whom she worked decided, no, we can't allow this, all this flexibility. You need to work. Everybody needs to work within certain hours. We'll give you a little bit of leeway, but not a whole lot. So she felt like that was discriminatory. She ultimately wrote an email to her bosses. And in that email, she mentioned, quote, woman discrimination and age discrimination. But she didn't reference those or didn't tie those to specific acts. And so that's the question that's posed to the Texas Supreme Court. And I actually listened to the argument online in this one. And that's the focus of the entire, basically the entire argument was this employee's email to her bosses that mentioned woman discrimination and age discrimination without reference to any specific acts of discrimination, did that serve as opposition to unlawful discrimination for retaliation purposes? So that will be interesting to see how the Texas Supreme Court comes down in that case, because we know there's a lot of cases that say, there's a lot of cases where employees complain and they don't even mention discrimination, and courts will say, no, that's not a complaint of discrimination because an employer couldn't read that. So here it's different. The employee specifically mentions discrimination, but does not tie that discrimination to any particular conduct or acts. And so we'll see if the Texas Supreme Court thinks that is important. Okay, next we're going to talk about the Haltom City versus Forrest case. Also an interesting case. So this Forrest was a police officer with Haltom City. He settled a religious discrimination lawsuit that he had with the city, and he left employment. And the agreement that he signed provided that he would not provide a negative reference, or the city would not provide a negative reference in response to any reference requests. So that's a fairly standard term in a settlement agreement, right? And it also had a mechanism by which references would be given. And it said, any kind of reference will be given by the Human Resources Department. They will be filtered through the Human Resources Department of the police department.